Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 23rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9. It says there, God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with His Son Jesus Christ our Lord. End of quote. Do you know there is already an invitation out there personally for you by the living God in heaven? Your invitation has not expired. It has not expired as of yet. Aren't you glad it is not expired yet? Listen, Bible says God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. End of quote. It is very hard for people to be 100% faithful always. However, God is different. God is 100% faithful. The faithful and trustworthy, loving God has called you into friendship and fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. It can't be more clear than that statement. God's invitation is out there for you to come and get into friendship with His Son, Jesus Christ. This invitation is for all people everywhere, no distinction, Asians, whites, blacks, brown, and in between. All are offered this loving invitation from heaven. The question is, have you accepted the invitation? The people of His day asked this question to Jesus. They asked, and the answer is also given there in the Gospel of John 6:28-29. They asked Him, what can we do to what God wants us to do? Jesus answered, what God wants you to do is to believe in the one He sent. End of quote. The one God sent is His Son, Jesus Christ, to bridge the gap between you and God. You see, God took the first step to reconcile you with Him. And that step is Jesus Christ. This is the work you should be doing. Believe in Jesus Christ. Accept Him as your Savior and Lord. If you want to connect with God, this is the first and only step. Over the years, I talked to many people who want to please God. However, no one can please God unless and until they took this first step of accepting God's Son as your Savior. Accepting means you agree that God sent Jesus to die in your place for all of your sins and mistakes, and that He died and rose again in your place for your sake. You accept the blood of Jesus as the ransom for your sins. Moreover, many young people said to me they want to do God's will and they want to live for God. However, the sad thing is this. If you haven't met the first want or expectation of God, then how can you know the subsequent will of God? And then how can you live for God? First thing always comes first. Understand, God has called you into fellowship and friendship with His Son, Jesus Christ. In these last days, God calls all people everywhere. He sent the invitation through TV, radio, the internet, magazines, dozens of other ways. You see, it does not matter where you live. It does not matter what you have done in the past. Simply accept the invitation of God, the invitation to get friendship with Jesus Christ. There begins a new and wonderful journey with God, because God has a wonderful and marvelous plan for your life when you come to Christ Jesus. You see, Bible says, the moment you invite Jesus into your life in prayer, which I will help you in a moment, God quickens your dead spirit to become alive toward Him. The quickening of your spirit, the resurrection of your dead spirit with Almighty Living God, and all He has begins with your acceptance of His invitation. It's a heavenly invitation. It's God's invitation for you personally. Come to Jesus today. Got a moment for today's prayer? I will help you to get connected to God in and through His Son, Jesus Christ, right now. Father in heaven, I accept your invitation to accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus died for all of my sins, then buried and rose again for my salvation, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life. Father, I am sorry for my sins. I repent and call upon the name of the only Savior, Jesus Christ, God gave to this humanity. Thank you for saving me and loving me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.